Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey. Third round consolations here for the 2A boys. And this is essentially the blood round. Win, you get a medal. Lose, you go home. And we have six Washington County wrestlers, six Washington and Greene County, five from Washington, one from Greene, in that situation where you need to win this bout to get to the man. And first up will be Lucas Barr out of McGuffey here at 133 pounds. He'll be taking on Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley for the right to get to the medal stand. And we've got Lucas Barr first, and then we'll get right into some action. An all-Washington County matchup is in the hole with Mason Wright of Best Center and Drake McClure of Bentworth. Obviously, only one of those can medal, but one of them definitely will. Owen Ivsic and Alec Palko. Ivsic of Bentworth, Palko of Jefferson Morgan. They go at 160, but not against each other. And at 215, Noah Lehue of Best Center. Those guys all with their backs against the wall here, looking for a victory to get to the medal stand, and we'll have the Lucas Barr bout when we come back here to the Giant Center on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Lucas Barr still on deck here for McGuffey, taking on Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley. Barr with a victory over K-Peck of Sullivan County, technical fall in his first round, but lost here this morning to Brady Slicker of Hickory by 7-3 decision. Only one semifinalist from Washington Greene County. That is Colin White of West Greene. He will be in the semis at 285 pounds, which means he will be on the medal stand. For these other six, it is a win here in this consolation round to get a state medal. And again, we do have one guaranteed for Washington County as Mason Wright or Drake McClure. One of them is going to win, while the other one will be sent home empty-handed. We did get started a little early here with this consolation round. It was scheduled for 10:30. They actually began wrestling at 10:20, which is why we are already where we are with Barr on deck. Got started a little bit early. This round will run through, and then there'll be a break. The girls are scheduled to start at 11:45 with their quarterfinals. And for that action, Greg Warnock and Greg Smith will be taking over the reins here high atop the Giant Center. And they'll be taking you right on through the rest of the tournament. Starting with the girls at 11:45, 3A boys getting underway later this afternoon. Scheduled time for the 3A boys is at 2:15 for quarterfinals and consolations, running essentially the round we just ran this morning. They're planning to start that at 2:15 for the boys. And again, yesterday, the boys, the 3A boys session did not start on time, started 15 minutes late. So we'll see if they can stay closer to time today. And then coming up this evening, a 7 o'clock scheduled start for the semifinals. And when I say semifinals, that is all semifinals. That is 2A, 3A, and girls semifinals, all starting at 7 o'clock. And again, Greg Smith, Greg Warnock will have the call throughout the rest of the tournament, taking you all the way through tomorrow's championship finals for all three, scheduled 4 o'clock. And the plan is, as we've done so far, exclusively covering the local action. Washington and Greene County exclusively covering those bouts. We're going to carry that all the way through. But in the semifinals, we're still going to stay exclusively Washington and Greene County. It's not likely they'll have much of a break, though, with some overlap of when you've got the girls, the 2A and the 3A. Depending on how it all shakes out, of course, there's not going to be many semifinalists in 2A. That's for sure, just the one at the end. So we'll see how that shakes out, but they'll continue to cover just the local action through the semifinals. Tomorrow, though, once we get into those consolation finals, which are scheduled to start tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m., from that point on, it'll be straight through. They'll be covering everything as we have done in the past with regular wrestling tournaments. They'll be covering it as bringing you all the action of the consolation finals and right through the finals tomorrow afternoon, morning and afternoon. Lucas Barr getting ready to go. About 20 seconds left in the preceding bout. Mason Wright, Drake McClure on deck on mat one. After these three, just two bouts, but once these are done, we will be waiting until 160 pounds for two bouts with Ivsic and Palko. And then just one more, 215 with Noah Lehue, and that'll do it for the 2A coverage. Let's see how many medals are coming back to Washington and Greene County. Right now it is one, I guess two, technically, considering there will be one coming for either Wright or McClure. And obviously one for Colin White. Those are the only two that have been locked up so far. So one for Green and one for Washington, we know that. But how many can we lock up here in this next session? For Washington, the maximum is four. And for Green, the maximum is two. We're in sudden victory now on mat five, so Lucas Barr is going to have to wait a little bit longer to see action on mat five. And of course, the longer we have to wait for that, the better chance we have of getting both bouts happening at the same time on opposite ends of the floor, which you have to love. Overtime continues down here on mat five. Carlisle of Penns Valley does not spell Carlisle in the typical way. Just C-A-R-L-I-L-E, no S in there. But these two are familiar with one another. Last week, as a matter of fact, they wrestled twice. Barr won them both. Lucas Barr in the quarterfinals won by Tech Fall 18-2 in 4:54. And then they met again in the third place bout where Barr won in overtime 6-5. So things were much different second time around from a Tech Fall to an overtime victory, but both in favor of Barr. Here's Carlisle driving in, looking for a leg, and Barr's able to fight that off, lift his hands off, and get him right back up into a tie. Now a shot attempt here on a duck under by Barr. He's close out to the side here. Whizzer applied by Carlisle, and Carlisle does a nice job to fight off an opening shot from Lucas Barr. We're out here at 133 pounds. Winner will earn a state medal. Loser will not. Just thinking back to that, those results. How different were those matches? As now, Carlisle in on a leg of Barr. Barr's got to try to fight this off. As he gets to the edge of the mat, now tries to roll into and come around behind. But look out, close to being taken down. Double leg, did he step out of bounds? Carlisle, oh, they're going to say time ran out. Carlisle had both legs wrapped, was lifting Barr, the time ran out. Yeah, but, I mean, an 18-2 Tech Fall for Barr, and then a 6-5 decision in tiebreaker periods. And that all happened back-to-back days last week. That's, not sure what you... You can gain from that information. Here's a one-point escape for Carlisle. He gets started as he starts on bottom, gets up and separates for the escape. Now in an ear-to-ear tie with a minute and a half to go. Clearly, whatever Carlisle didn't do the first time around, he corrected a lot of it in the second time, and now he finds himself leading here initially against Barr. 1-0. Front headlock from Lucas Barr with a minute 20 to go, and a stalemate is called. Still 1-0 in favor of Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley. Mason Wright and Drake McClure still on deck on mat one. That period, or the bout preceding, is in the third period. Barr almost got a little off balance there, was able to recover and get up into a tie-up. Reaching for a leg here again is Carlisle, blocked with an underhook from Barr. Barr trying to set something up. He's got this underhook on the right side, but running out of mat near the edge. Going to try to maybe pull Carlisle back in bounds, but out of bounds they go. 42 seconds remain. Still 1-0 in favor of Carlisle of Penns Valley over McGuffey's Lucas Barr. Shot attempt by Barr. He's in on the leg. Trying to finish here is Lucas Barr. Great job initially by Carlisle to fight it off, but now Barr's going to take him down and put him on his back. Lucas Barr will get near fall here as well. The takedown makes it 3-1 and 3 back, I think he's signaling. Yes, indeed. 6-1 the score. Lucas Barr with a 6-point move. Now to his feet comes Carlisle, down to 10 seconds to go in the second period. Carlisle turns and faces Barr. Barr looking to get him back down to the mat. Running out of room here, they're out of bounds. No escape awarded. And it is 6-1, and there's 1 second on the clock, so a quick whistle here will take us to the third. There it is, third period, 6-1 the score. Lucas Barr leads, and he will take bottom for the third period. Bout is over on mat one. That means Mason Wright and Drake McClure, the all-Washington County bout, is coming up on mat one. One of them will be bringing a medal back to Washington County, the other will not. And here's a takedown for Carlisle to cut this thing now. After an escape for Barr to start the third period, a quick takedown for Carlisle makes it 7-4. Now another escape for Barr makes it 8-4. Barr driving in and forcing Carlisle off the mat, minute 30 to go. in that one. 8-4 lead for Barr. Underway now with Wright and McClure scoreless. Barr catches Carlisle in a front headlock here. Still no score between Wright and McClure. They're in a tie up here. Underhooks from Drake McClure. 105 to go for Barr. Out of bounds. 26 seconds remaining first period for McClure and Wright, who, by the way, have met three times previously. I'm surprised it's not more. We'll get to those results in a moment here as we continue to keep an eye on two bouts. Still no score, down to 10 seconds for McClure and Wright. Wright reaching in for a lay. McClure's trying to fight this off. Wright close to a takedown. McClure hanging off for dear life to get the clock to zeros, and no takedown awarded. We're down to 33 seconds to go for Barr, leading 8-4. Choice to Mason Wright, and he will choose. What is he choosing? Well, the officials are going to talk about something, or they may be thinking about a takedown at the end on that buzzer. They're talking it over. But that's it. Wright's going to defer his choice, and McClure's going to choose bottom. Lucas Barr leading 8-4, down to 10 seconds remaining. Shot attempt here by Carlisle. Barr fighting it off. And Lucas Barr appears headed to the podium here. One last ditch shot by Carlisle doesn't get there, and Barr advances in consolations. He will earn a state medal. Let's focus now on Drake McClure of Bentworth and Mason Wright of Best Center. Wright in on a shot here again near the edge. They're out of bounds. It is 1-0 in favor of McClure. He started on bottom and got the initial escape here in this second period. So McClure leads it 1-0. And they're in an ear-to-ear tie. These three have met three different times, just once each season, actually, McClure and Wright. They've all gone McClure, and Wright has never scored against McClure. The last meeting was a 9-0 major decision, and that was in the championship finals at Char Valley, WPILs. That was in the Southern Section Finals. And McClure's going to come up with a takedown here on the edge. He'll go up 4-0. That was a 9-0 major. McClure also won 4-0 last year and 6-0 the year before. And they go out of bounds with 46 seconds remaining. Owen Ivsic is now in the hole on mat 1. Alec Palko in the hole, mat 2. Those are our next two local wrestlers coming up. And McClure riding on top, 40 seconds remaining here. Legs in for Drake McClure. The winner brings a medal home to Washington County. The loser comes up empty. Washington County just clinched another one with the win by Lucas Barr. So still on target to bring home as many as 4 state medals for Washington County. Final 5 seconds of the second period, 4-0. McClure going to ride this out and take that 4-0 lead to the third. We'll go neutral to start the third period. Looked like McClure's calling for injury time before we get started here in the third. And indeed, injury time to Drake McClure. That's interesting. These two have met 3 times, and each decision was a shutout. Wright has never scored against McClure, and he still hasn't through 2 periods here. Again, Ivsic will follow. There's a bout in between this one and Ivsic's bout on mat 1. Alec Palko has now been upgraded to on deck on mat 2. So we'll see Palko and Jefferson Morgan here momentarily. Still injury time running to McClure. And he appears to be taking all of it. Third period, we go neutral between McClure and Wright. Wright a senior, McClure a junior. So this is Wright's last chance for a state medal. He's going to have to figure out how to score against Drake McClure, something he's never done. 90 seconds to go. Wrestling neutral. McClure forcing the action, just kind of forcing Wright toward the boundary. Wright circles in, now reaches for a leg, comes up empty as McClure sprawls back. Getting toward the edge again. This time Wright kind of forcing McClure back. Now they'll spin, and we're going to get a stalemate call. The ref wants a restart. Let's wrestle. Minute 10 to go. Approaching 11 o'clock. Remember, girls' action starts at 11:45. Nice job here. McClure gets into the leg here on Wright. Wright trying to fight this off. He's locked through the crotch. 48 seconds remaining here in regulation. A 4-0 lead from McClure, and a stalemate is called. 45 on the clock. Down to 40 seconds, wrestling neutral. Certainly Wright's got to force something here. He's down to his final 30 seconds and trailing by four. Shoots in, McClure sprawls back, they're out of bounds. 22 on the clock. Shot attempt here by McClure, caught in a front headlock by Wright, tried to come around behind. We're down inside 10 seconds to go. And Drake McClure, he might give up a takedown here at the buzzer. No, instead, McClure might get a takedown of his own, and he will. Takedown awarded 7-0 at the buzzer. That is your final. And Mason Wright comes up short as Drake McClure captures a medal here for Bentworth at 139 pounds. Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan is next up. He's on deck on mat two. And Owen Ivsik is now on deck on mat one. We'll have those two 160-pounders when we come back to the Giant Center in Hershey here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. Jason Tennant with you. I've got just a few more bouts to call. Owen Ivsic at 160, Alec Palko at 160. Those guys are coming up. And then we also will have Noah Lehu, a best center, at 215 pounds. Those will be the final three local bouts here at 2A in this morning session. We will have a break after that. The girls are set to start at 11:45. And Greg Smith and Greg Warnock will be taking over the reins here from the Giant Center for the rest of the weekend, starting with the girls' coverage. And on the girls' side, still 12 alive from Washington and Greene County, 11 of those from Washington County, one from Greene, four in the quarterfinals, and the others in second-round consolations. And the way the girls' schedule is working out, they're not wrestling consolations at the same time as quarterfinals. There'll be a round of quarterfinals 11:45 with a consolation round to follow. So you won't see any of those girls that are in consolations until, I believe, 1:30 is the scheduled start time for that consolation round. 1:15. My apologies, 1:15 scheduled start time for that consolation round. But we will have four local girls in the quarterfinals. They're kind of bunched together. Three of them in the lighter weights and then one at the bottom. Down to the final 20 seconds in the bout preceding Palko and Negron. That's at 160 pounds. Nikki Negron defeated Owen Ivsic in the first round with a 4-2 decision, and now that's who Alec Palko will face. But we're going to sudden victory on mat two, so we'll wait a little longer for Alec Palko. 1-1 tie on mat two, so a little bit of a longer wait for Palko and Negron. Action continues down there on mat two in the sudden victory period. Alec Palko, Nikki Negron, they have never crossed paths. Certainly their one common opponent, Owen Ivsic. Negron has a 2-1 record against Ivsic. Palko has a 1-4 record career against Ivsic. Negron was a 7th place finisher here last year. Looking to improve upon that. And of course, Palko, looking for his first state medal, would earn that with a victory in this upcoming bout. It looks like that bout, now they're going to say ran out of time, so we're going to go to tiebreaker periods on mat two. Owen Ivsic's opponent is Colton Ryan of Clearfield. Colton Ryan defeated Manival of Midwest, who, of course, was the last opponent of Palko. Ivsic defeated Dana of Quaker Valley in the consolations to get to this bout coming up against Colton Ryan of Clearfield. Checking the big board for, still only have one 215-pound bout listed, so Lehue's still waiting for a mat assignment. Noah Lehue, a best center, will be our final local wrestler to wrestle in this round. Of course, Colin White of West Greene into the semifinals. He is the only semifinalist from Washington and Greene County. Colin White out of West Greene. Talked about it earlier. Washington right now, a maximum of 4 medals from 2A. Greene County, a maximum of 2. So far clinched, Washington has 2, and Greene has 1. But the maximum would be 6 if Ivsic, Palko, and Lehu all win. Tiebreaker period is down to 10 seconds here. Looks like we're going to see Alec Palko momentarily. Palko and Negron. 160-pound consolation with a chance to get to the podium at stake here. Mickey Negron, the junior out of Bishop McDevitt, District 3. Record of 38-11. Alec Palko, 2-1 so far in this tournament. His record has improved to 38-11. The sophomore out of Jefferson Morgan took fourth in the Southwest region. Negron was the runner-up in the Southeast. And we'll see Ivsic and Ryan before too long on mat one as well. Lehu is now in the hole on the same mat where Palko will wrestle. So we'll get these three done in fairly quick succession. Let's see how many medals can come home. Palko and Negron will get started first. Ivsic and Ryan won't be too far behind. Underway on mat two. Palko and Negron. Ivsic getting the anklets on as well. They're about ready to go. Head-to-head tie between Palko and Negron. Shot attempt there by Negron, blocked by Palko, and now they'll circle each other near the boundary and circle back in toward the middle of the mat. Underway now, Ivsic and Ryan as well. Wrestling one mat on top of the other here. 1 and 2 on the right side of the arena. Shot attempt there by Negron. Counter by Palko as he tried to come around behind, but neither guy got home. And now Ivsic in on a double leg shot, looking for a takedown on the edge. He's got it. Ivsic out in front here early, 3-0. One period in the books for Palko and Negron. Choice goes to Negron. He'll choose bottom. To start the second, they are scoreless. Ryan comes to his feet. Ivsic with a hard mat return, but then right back to his feet comes Ryan, and he gets the one-point escape. 3-1, but here comes Ivsic again, comes around behind, gets the takedown now, tried to get Ryan going to his back. Ryan bellies out, though, trails 6-1, and now Palko has been taken down on mat two, and he is flattened out by Negron. A 6-1 lead for Ivsic here on mat one. Palko is hurt, calling for injury time. He trails, and excuse me, that wasn't a takedown, it was a reversal for Negron. And Negron leads 2-0, and Palko calling for injury time, and he appears to be pretty shaken up here. Wonder if they maybe butted heads, the way the official is pointing to his forehead. Palko's going to need some time here. Ivsic has his opponent flattened out. That's the end of the first period. 6-1 lead for Owen Ivsic over Ryan of Clearfield. Colton Ryan. Trainers tending to Alec Palko right now. We've seen our fair share of injuries here at the tournament. We've seen a stretcher in all three tournaments. 2A, 3A, and girls. We saw the stretcher earlier today when Victor Bonas was eliminated, disqualified on an illegal slam. I think that was the first time we saw anybody stretchered off in 2A, but it happened yesterday in the girls' side. It happened in 3A as well. 7-1 lead as Ivsic has an escape in the second period. Now Ivsic going to lift and take Ryan back down for another takedown. He'll go up 10-1, Owen Ivsic well in control here. Trainers are checking. Yeah, they're doing like the concussion test to Palco right now. So apparently, guessing they hit heads. Of course, they take that very seriously, as they should here at the Giant Center. Optional start is signaled for Ivsic, leading 10-1. He's going to let Ryan up for the escape now, 10-2. Keeping an eye on Matt, too, here is there's been no indication that Palco's not going to continue, but looks like he's good. They're going to cut the injury time, and we'll get back underway. Ivsic in on another single leg here. Whizzer from Ryan trying to fight it off, but that's in there very loosely. Ivsic trying to pull him back in bounds. Looking for yet another takedown here on the edge is Owen Ivsic. Got a stalemate call, 40 seconds to go, second period. They will get back underway with Palco. Gave up the reversal in the second period. Palco trails 2-0. And they're back underway. Sit out attempt here by Palco, trying to come to his feet now, and he'll separate. And it's 2-1. Escape for Alec Palco. 30 seconds to go, second period for Ivsic. Ivsic with another takedown. He'll make it 13-2. Owen Ivsic well on his way to a state medal. Palco down 2-1. Now in on a leg here is Negron. And Palco tried to roll, but Negron able to catch the other ankle, and he'll get the takedown. And that'll make the score 5-1 in favor of Negron. He'll just let Palco go, so make it 5-2. Third period about to start for Ivsic, and Ryan will choose the bottom position to start the third. Palco trailing 5-2, 40 seconds to go in his second period. Ivsic allows the escape off the whistle, 13-3 the score here on mat one in favor of Owen Ivsic. Ivsic bear hug, going to try to look out. Ivsic might get himself caught on his back. And they're going to say they stopped the action. They're going to give 3 near fall points. I guess because he got off the mat there. Ivsic was caught on his back. And now going to go neutral, so the automatic 1-point escape. It's 14-6. As Ivsic shoots back in here on a single. And Ivsic's going to, he was in a precarious position not long ago, but is able to battle back. Now he lifts that leg of Ryan, trying to pull him back in bounds to pick up yet another takedown. Lost the leg, and they'll separate with a minute 18 to go. 14-6 the lead for Owen Ivsic. And now Ivsic will get a takedown to go up 17-6. Start of the third period, Alec Palco trailing 5-2. Tries to come to his feet. Lifted and returned briefly by Negron. Now Negron will let him go. It's 5-3. Tight bout on mat two here between Negron and Palco. Out of bounds goes Ivsic again, leading 17-7 after an escape for Ryan. Neutral 5-3 on mat two. Negron and Palco. And now Negron comes in close to a takedown, but did not. Yes, he did have. They're going to say did have control as he went out of bounds. Takedown awarded to Negron, 8-3 lead, minute 22 to go. And things will wrap up on mat one, a 24-7 tech fall for Owen Ivsic. And he will go to the medal stand. Ivsic, your winner, and he will collect his first state medal. He's been here every year, but this is the first time he'll bring home some hardware. Congratulations to Bentworth's Owen Ivsic at 160 pounds. Palco's got work to do. Down 8-4. Wrestling neutral here with 53 seconds to go. We'll see if they bump that Lehue bout to a different mat as mat 4 is cleared. Except for the one mat, the one bout that's there right now. 33 seconds remaining for Palco. He's down 4. And wrestling neutral. Alec Palco. Driving in. Negron catches him with the underhook here on the right side. Down to 19 seconds remaining. And they go out of bounds. 16 on the clock. At this point, Palco just needs a takedown right to the back here on Negron, but he can't get to the legs. Negron stands him back up. They're back in a tie. Stall warning against Negron. But it's going to be too little too late. We're down to 3 seconds remaining. And Alec Palco is going to come home empty-handed. He is eliminated here at 160 pounds. So Greene County will have one medal. It's Colin White. Washington County still has a chance for 4. They've got 3 locked up with Noah Lehue still to come. And Lehue is on deck now on mat 2. Lehue of Best Center coming up here in just a bit. We're back to the Giant Center in Hershey after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
One bout to go. That is Noah Lehue of Best Center, 215-pound consolation. He'll try to lock up a fourth medal for Washington County, joining Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Drake McClure of Bentworth, and Owen Ivsik of Bentworth. Only semifinalist locally comes from Greene County, and their only medal coming back in 2A boys will be Colin White of West Greene. This event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and the use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. Did I say 2025? I said that all yesterday, too. Come on, Bob. 2026 would be the copyright. Thank you. Now I feel like Ron Burgundy. He reads whatever's there, even if it's wrong. He'll read whatever's on the teleprompter. Never mind, it's 2026. The paper says 2025. LeHue will take on Colton Tupper of Reynolds in this consolation match coming up. They've never crossed paths. They do have a lot of common opponents to speak of. LeHue, this is his first trip to the state tournament as a senior, obviously looking for his first and only shot at some state hardware. And for Tupper, it's the same. He's been to, now this is his first trip to states as a senior. And obviously he would be looking to bring home hardware for the first time as well. So one of these guys is going to have a nice little award at the end of their senior season, some hardware here from the Giant Center, but the other will go home empty-handed. Noah LeHue, victory in the first round yesterday by fall over Schwame of Lion Mountain. And then he was recently defeated in the quarterfinals by Bliss of Port Allegheny, and that one was that was a rough go for Mr. LeHue. Bliss wasted no time, fall in a minute 40 seconds. Tupper, on the other hand, in the first round, lost to Kaz Miller of Newport, 14-12 decision. And then to get him to this consolation, he had a victory over Robert Martin of Penns Valley, winner by fall in 2:55. Still waiting this bout. It's still only one of two on deck now. And if the preceding bout does go the distance, we've still got a minute 14 on the clock as we await LeHue and Tupper. Girls scheduled to start at 11:45. That'll be a fairly quick turnaround with warm-ups still to come, so we'll see if they can hold to that time. They held to the start time for the girls yesterday, but did not hold to the start time of the girls' consolation, and therefore the 3A boys was pushed back 15 minutes on their start time yesterday afternoon. So these are scheduled start times, but not necessarily set in stone by any stretch. Girls will start scheduled for 11:45. They've got a 1:15 start time for their consolation. 3A boys set to start at 2:15 this afternoon with a consolation round scheduled for 4:45. And then your semifinals, which that should be solid. Semifinals at 7 o'clock for all three. 2A, 3A, and girls all wrestling semifinals tonight at 7 o'clock. ...215-pound bracket here in 2A. Tupper was the regional runner-up out of the Northwest, out of District 10 in Reynolds. His record of 43-6 coming into this match. And LeHue took third at Altoona last week, the senior from Beth Center, 47-5, coming in to this match against Colton Tupper. And we have the two combatants headed out to the mat now. Checking into the scorer's table, there's just one more bout remaining on deck, so seven bouts to complete. Get going here with Noah LeHue taking a moment, getting himself ready to go. Comes to the middle, shake hands, and let's go. LeHue and Tupper for a spot on the podium. Two seniors trying to earn their first state medal. Lehue feigned a shot. Quick first period here. 1 minute and constantly double leg shot here by Lehue. Now being pulled up the body, caught in an underhook. Now a throw attempt here by Lehue, but they're going to go out of bounds. Back to the center with 35 seconds remaining in the first period. Now the two circle once again. Lehue had a pretty good double leg shot there moments ago, but a nice job by Tupper to fight it off. Comes in on a shot again. Tupper blocks that. Now catches the underhook here on the side. Down to 5 seconds here. As Tupper's going to get Lehue off balance, get him taken down and to his back as time expires. The question is, was there enough time for near fall points? And the answer appears to be no. 3-0, the takedown for Tupper. But even though Lehue got put to his back, time had expired. Choice was to Lehue. He defers. Tupper chooses bottom. Had there been a full-length first period there, Lehue might have been in a whole world of trouble. But the time expired quickly. Sit out here by Tupper, and he turns right into Lehue, and close to getting a reversal here as Tupper. And there it is. Well, no. Lehue still locked around the leg. Looked like Tupper was going to end up on top here with the reversal, but has more work to do. Lehue still has control of the left leg of Tupper. And they're right on the edge of the mat as well. Tupper trying to clear that arm to get around behind, but he can't do that from where he is right now. They'll be out of bounds. Tupper maybe trying to drag Lehue back in bounds here. And now they're going to get a whistle out of bounds. 1:14 to go, second period. Score remains 3-0. Now they are going to give the escape there as they blew it dead. Of course, Tupper was working for the reversal, but certainly had at least earned the escape as they went out of bounds. So 4-0 Tupper leads, and we're wrestling neutral. Shot attempt here by Lehue again. Couldn't get all the way in. Caught by Tupper. Underhook here on the left side. Trying to force Lehue back toward the center of the mat. No control awarded. And they're going to go out of bounds again. 42 seconds to go, second period. Lehue trails 4-0 to Colton Tupper of Reynolds. Underhook here from Tupper on the right side, or left side, excuse me. Down to 15 seconds to go in this second period. Shot attempt by Lehue right on the edge. They're out of bounds with 10 on the clock. We're only like 22 minutes away from the girls' start. I suppose they might be able to hold that 11:45. I don't know how much time they require for girls' warm-ups. Time ticks away in the second period, 4-0. Lehue's got his work cut out for him here for the third. He'll start on bottom for the third period. Noah Lehue, ankle pick here by Tupper. Lehue trying to come to his feet, got to his knees, but that's all the further he could get. Up to his base. Another ankle pick here, just holding on to that ankle is Tupper, not allowing Lehue. Now into a camel stand. Lehue now tries to sit out. And now maybe a cradle attempt there for Tupper, but he couldn't get that locked up. 30 seconds gone in this third period. Continues to control that right ankle and keep Lehue on the mat. Lehue trying to come up to his feet again. Again with that ankle, Tupper. Now a sit-out attempt here again from LeHue, but they're near the edge of the mat. And LeHue has to bail and get belly down again. 1:10 to go. They're out of bounds. Four-zero lead for Tupper. This and one other bout, the only two remaining out here in the 2A tournament. Roll attempt here by LeHue, but able to catch him there is Tupper. Another roll, and LeHue will get free this time. 4-1 the score, 55 seconds to go. So now you're within a takedown of tying. Shot attempt by LeHue. Got to the leg, but panning back here to the boundary, and now let's go. LeHue there right on the edge of the mat and out of bounds. 40 seconds to go. Takedown for LeHue would tie it. He's had a couple of decent shots. Just completely whiffs on this shot. Down to 33 seconds to go. Fortunately for LeHue, Tupper wasn't ready to come around behind on that whiff. 27 seconds for a restart as they go out of bounds. LeHue's got to go here. Trying to get it now around the waist as Tupper is in behind LeHue, and he's going to bring LeHue down. LeHue nearly rolled onto his back, and now he is going to give up near fall points at the buzzer, and Noah LeHue is going to come up empty here at Hershey. They'll award the near fall, and suddenly that score balloons to 11-1 with the 7-point move from Colton Tupper, and Tupper will earn himself a medal. Noah LeHue from Beth Center comes up empty. So to recap the 2A action locally, one semifinalist, that's from Greene County, West Greene's Colin White. And there are three medals coming back to Washington County, all three still alive for third place. And that would be Lucas Barr of McGuffey at 133, Drake McClure of Bentworth at 139, and Owen Ivsick of Bentworth at 160. The Bearcats bringing home two medals back to Bentleyville. That is going to do it for the 2A coverage. Once I wrap things up here, we'll be turning things over to Greg Warnock and Greg Smith. They'll take you the rest of the way through the action here at the Giant Center, starting again with the girls, which are supposed to start in about 18 minutes. We'll see if that schedule holds true. Our broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net has been brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, by attorney John Patricic, by Advanced Orthopedics and Advanced Rehabilitation, by the Day Insurance Agency, by Angelo's Restaurant, and by Camera Bartolotta for Senate. Coverage also brought to you by Slovenian Savings and Loan, by Saris Candies, by the Washington County Real Estate Expo, by Hernberger Insurance, and by Quality Quick. Coverage here from the Giant Center brought to you by Washington Financial Bank, Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Observer Reporter, and by CNX Dream Fields. Also want to thank Chambers Insurance, Visit Green, the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. And coverage brought to you by Shaft Drillers International, Waynesburg University, McCracken Pharmacy, Cornerstone Care, Royal Ivy Rentals, Iron Synergy, and Kinetic. That'll do it for the 2A coverage. Girls coverage coming your way momentarily here from the Giant Center in Hershey. I'm Jason Tennant saying so long. We'll turn things over to Greg Warnock and Greg Smith when we return here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.